This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Bacteriophage therapy saves patient from antibiotic-resistant skull infection. French physicians successfully treated a life-threatening antibiotic-resistant skull infection using bacteriophage therapy, marking a breakthrough in treating multi-drug-resistant bacterial infections. The case, published in the International Journal of Infectious Diseases in August 2026, demonstrates how targeted viral treatment can overcome bacterial resistance that defeated multiple antibiotics. 24 months duration of infection resistance before bacteriophage intervention succeeded. Treatment timeline: from antibiotic failure to phage success. Progressive treatment approach over 30 months, 2024-2026. 18 months of failed antibiotic treatment, 6 different antibiotics attempted, 12 months infection-free after phage therapy. Source: Denis et al., International Journal of Infectious Diseases, 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. When standard antibiotics failed, the 45-year-old patient developed a complex frontal bone infection caused by multidrug-resistant Pseudomonas aeruginosa following neurosurgery. Dr. Aurore Denis and colleagues at the University Hospital of Rennes documented how the infection persisted despite treatment with multiple antibiotics, including colistin, ceftazidime, avibactam, and meropenem. Traditional surgical debridement and prolonged antibiotic courses failed to eliminate the infection, which had penetrated deep into the skull bone. The team noted in their case report that the patient's quality of life deteriorated significantly as the infection caused persistent pain and neurological symptoms. Precision viral warfare against bacteria. Bacteriophages are viruses that specifically target and destroy bacteria, offering a potential solution when antibiotics fail. The French team selected a cocktail of bacteriophages specifically active against the patient's Pseudomonas aeruginosa strain, administering them directly to multiple infection sites. According to the World Health Organization, antimicrobial resistance causes at least 700,000 deaths annually worldwide. This case demonstrates how clinical innovations like bacteriophage therapy may address treatment-resistant infections that conventional medicine cannot cure. Successful treatment and recovery. The multi-site bacteriophage administration achieved what 18 months of antibiotic therapy could not: complete bacterial eradication. Dr. Matthew Revest, infectious diseases specialist at Rennes University Hospital, and his team documented sustained clinical improvement and absence of infection recurrence over 12 months of follow-up. Laboratory testing confirmed elimination of the resistant Pseudomonas strain, while imaging studies showed healing of the damaged bone tissue. The patient experienced no significant adverse effects from the bacteriophage treatment, highlighting its safety profile compared to the toxicity risks associated with prolonged antibiotic use. Multi-site bacteriophage cocktail administration achieved complete eradication of multi-drug-resistant Pseudomonas aeruginosa infection after 18 months of failed antibiotic therapy, with sustained cure at 12-month follow-up. Dr. Aurore Denis, University Hospital of Rennes, International Journal of Infectious Diseases, 2026. Key takeaways: bacteriophage therapy successfully treated a skull infection resistant to 6 different antibiotics. Direct multi-site administration achieved complete bacterial eradication within weeks. Patient remained infection-free for 12 months with no adverse effects from phage treatment. Case demonstrates potential for personalized phage therapy in antibiotic-resistant infections. Frequently asked questions: how do bacteriophages differ from antibiotics? Bacteriophages are viruses that specifically target individual bacterial species, while antibiotics broadly kill many types of bacteria. Phages can evolve to overcome bacterial resistance mechanisms that make antibiotics ineffective. Is bacteriophage therapy widely available? Currently, bacteriophage therapy remains experimental and is typically used only as salvage treatment when all antibiotics fail. Regulatory approval and standardized production protocols are still being developed in most countries. What makes Pseudomonas aeruginosa particularly dangerous? This bacteria can develop resistance to multiple antibiotics simultaneously and forms protective biofilms that shield it from immune responses and treatments. The WHO classifies multidrug-resistant Pseudomonas as a critical priority pathogen. This case represents a significant advance in personalized antimicrobial therapy, demonstrating how targeted bacteriophage cocktails can overcome even the most resistant bacterial infections. As antibiotic resistance continues to rise globally, such precision approaches may become essential tools for treating previously incurable infections and saving lives when conventional medicine reaches its limits. Source: Adjuvant Multisite Bacteriophage Cocktail Administration as Salvage Treatment in a Patient with a Multidrug-Resistant Pseudomonas aeruginosa Frontal Relapsing Complex Osteitis.